South America, you can see these gigantic emergent trees coming out of the jungle. They're capon trees, which were used during World War II to stuff life jackets. They have the material that comes out of the fruit is a nice, lightweight, spongy material, and hence the name capon. I don't know if you remember vest being called capon. Upside down tree. David Livingston described it as a carrot turned upside down, and there's all sorts of myths with the native peoples about how the baobab tree came to have this shape. And I bet you I'm going to turn that at that stage over to Nasibu, who has all the good stories about this. This tree is incredibly useful in all different ways but one. No lumber. It's a spongy wood that's no good for building materials to speak of, but you can eat the green leaves, you can eat the flowers, you can eat the fruits, you can make a beverage out of the seeds, you can drink the nectar from the flowers. Am I leaving anything else out? The young trees apparently are really good.
You can burn the bark.
The bark's very fibrous. I don't know if it makes a very, I doubt if it makes a very good ropes. Yeah, and the Bushmen used to make sandals out of the bark. There's no way to age these trees because they do not have growth rings because they live in an equatorial environment. By the way, the baobabs are found all the way across the continent of Africa. Same species. You go to West Africa, you'll see baobabs growing south of the Sahara Desert in the Congo all the way across in Madagascar, actually, they grow as well. There's probably 7 or 8 species of baobabs. This is the one that, you know, you're most familiar with. This is the one in The Little Prince. If you read The Little Prince, the baobab tree that was on the home planet, this is the baobab tree. Anton de Saint-Exupéry was an early aviation pilot who used to fly the male in West Africa. So this is one of the trees that he identified with.
Do some creatures live in it?
Yes, lots of them. Oh, I was going to tell you about the age. Since there's no growth rings, you can't really tell how old the trees are. And any estimate is just that, is an estimate. We suspect that the trees could be as much as 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years old. But like I said, that is just an estimate. The trees themselves are spongy wood, and they're like our cactuses in the New World, in that they absorb moisture and expand, and then when it's a drought time, they just shrink in size. But the elephants know that these are great sources of moisture during the drought. They go in there and they rip them out like this. They tear them. They have the spongy, fibrous bark, and they strip the bark. You can see the whole things, and they're able to survive repeated stripping by elephants.
So you don't
want to stay in there too long because of bat guano. There are diseases.
Well, where are the bats exactly?
Up inside there, right? It's okay to go in there for a short period of time, but there are respiratory illnesses. Caused by, not that your chance of getting that's pretty remote, but you know, flowers. I think I have a picture of the flowers right here. I have a whole bunch of articles on the baobab in my little things. There's one of the flowers. It's a beautiful flower right there.
Wow.
And
wow.
The fruits are great big gigantic fruits. I'm surprised there aren't any fruits now, but
that's seasonal fruits. So just a certain time of the year when they start getting those.
Well, here's one legend. The creator said to have initially planted the baobab in the rainforest, but the tree complained that the dampness made its trunk swell. So the creator moved it up to the high slopes of the Ruwenzori Range, East Africa's Mountains of the Moon, but the baobab continued to grumble about the humidity. Angered by the incessant wailing, the creator took the swollen trunk and tossed it into the dry part of Africa. The trunk landed upside down with its roots in its hair. There it is, right there.
Baobab.
Yeah, if you look inside there, you'll see the sticks. Those sticks were put there by people who were gathering honey here before.
Oh, gathering?
Yeah. Look at that.
Well, there's that. That's what I heard. It's a swift incident.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're all.
You see those sticks?
Uh-huh.
So they were using those sticks for a step going up. Mike said about them. This implies that they helped. I must say not to keep the cattle here. So people 1970, the government said, okay, no more people in the park. I mean, we should just protect the area and become a national park. So this was a national park in 1970. This is 1970. So before that was a farming area, and some part of it was just